Mesechta Davos, Parapheis, Mishnah Peis, Rabban Gamliel, Benosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, says, Yafet Talmud Torah im Dercher. The proper thing for a person to do is to involve himself in learning Torah together with Dercher. Dercher here is referring to Malacha. A person should do Malacha to support himself together with the learning of the Torah. Sheyigiyah Shnei HaMishkachas Avon. By involving himself in the two of them, sin will be forgotten, as he will be so busy he won't have time to sin. And so too, he will be mevatel the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara will be annulled. The Yetzer Hara will not be able to get a grip on him, as the Yetzer Hara can only get a grip on people that are idle. V'chol Torah she'eni ma'malacha sofa b'teila v'goreres malacha. A person should not think that he doesn't have to do malacha. He will involve himself all day by learning Torah, and that way he will not be idle, and he will not do sin. The Mishnah tells us that's not the case. Anytime a person only learns Torah and doesn't do malacha, eventually the Torah will be nisbato. He will have to stop learning Torah. As a main kenach ain Torah, if he doesn't have support, he will not be able to learn Torah. And so too, it will cause him to do sin. As if he doesn't have money to support himself and his family, this will cause gneva. He will have to steal money, and it can cause hanufa. He might have to flatter Risham in order that they will give him the money. So therefore, a person shouldn't just learn Torah, he also has to do malacha. V'chol ha-melem im-atzibor, yiyu ha-melem imahem l'shem shamayim. All of those that do work for the tzibor, those that are osek in the tzorchei klal, they should do the work l'shem shamayim. They should not be involved in tzorchei tzibor for kavod or to exert their authority. Shizchus avosam misayasam v'tzidkasam omedes la'ad. A person who is involved in Tzorchei Tzibor, he should not think the work that I do is indispensable, it's all because of me, and that will lead him to Gaiva. He should know that it's the chus of the avosam of the Tzibor, that is what is giving him the siyata, the shmaya, to be masliach in his work, as the tzidkasam, the tzidkos, and the righteousness of the fathers of the Tzibor, that lasts forever, and can help the children have a tzlacha in the Tzorchei Tzibor. And even though it's not really because of your zchus that you're matzliach in the tzorchei tzibor, you should not get disappointed because of that. Instead, you should know that you will have a lot of zchar for being involved in tzorchei tzibor, as if it's your zchus that was gorem the hatzlacha, even though really it's the fathers of the tzibor that was gorem the hatzlacha. So too, when a person is osek b'tzorchei tzibor, and because of that, he cannot do certain mitzvahs. He might not have as much time to learn as he would want to. He should not get down because of that. He should know that the mitzvahs that he cannot do because he is involved in Tzorchei Tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did the mitzvahs. And since he was involved in Tzorchei Tzibor, he was puzzled from doing those mitzvahs. This Mishnah continues from the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we saw the great tzach that is due to those that are osei b'tzorchei tzibor, that do klal work. And Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, continues that those that are osei b'tzorchei tzibor should be very careful when they're dealing with rishus. Rishus here is referring to malchus. They are called rishus, so they have rishus to do whatever they please. And Rabbi Gamliel says that you shouldn't come too close to the malchus, and you shouldn't rely on them too much by giving them money from the tzibor with the hope that the malchus would do good for the tzibor. She'ein makarvin lo la'adam el l'tzorech atma. That when malchus is makarv a person, they're only makarv the person for their own needs. Nirin ko'avim b'shat hana'asam. The malchus makes it seem like they love you. At the time, they are benefiting from you. Ve'ein omdin lo la'adam b'shat dako. But they don't stand up for a person when the person is in need, as if the malchus is no longer benefiting from the person that needs the malchus. They will not be there for the person when he is in need. So therefore, the people that are osei b'tzorchei tzibor should not rely too much on the malchus and should not get too close to them.